Hey, what's up, everyone? Alex here, AJNashville.com. I know you're probably listening to this and you're thinking, man, whose voice is this? I haven't heard this voice in a long time, and you have not. And part of that reason is my studio has been torn down. In fact, if you were to walk in my studio right now, you'd say to me, Alex, this is not what I would expect from you as a quality studio. Your stuff is scattered everywhere. Your cameras are pointing the ceiling, the walls, and the floor, and you have wires strung all over the place. And I would accept that feedback and understand that you are exactly right. But I also promised you last week in a video on Facebook that I would come back to podcasting and deliver to you some quality content that you can absorb and hopefully help guide you into a great weekend with some new food for thought. And so here we are. Wires everywhere. Cameras pointed in all different directions. Lights pointing the ceiling. It's a nightmare. But the audio works just fine, or at least I think it does. You'll let me know, right? So today I want to talk about something. I want to talk about something that's actually been really relative in this week. And it's funny how things come in waves. You deal with certain things, and it's almost like issues and accomplishments and resolutions and things like that. They all come in these weird kind of waves. And so when you experience a problem or a solution or a success or a victory, it seems like they come in patterns. And the one I've seen come in patterns this week is people dealing with things using their emotions versus their reasoning and logic. And I know that every single person that's listening to this podcast has experienced exactly that, where we make a determination or make a decision or do something based on our emotion versus processing. And by processing, I mean asking yourself, is this a situation that is going to cause myself or my family harm? Well, no. Okay, is this a situation that is going to affect my desired outcome in years from today? And likely in most cases, the answer is no. And then is this a situation that is that serious? Meaning somebody cuts you off. Is it that serious? No. Is it going to affect you in years to come? No. In fact, you'll probably forget about it. And is it something that's going to threaten your family? No. Then why? Why make an emotional decision to do something to lash out towards the individual? Why escalate a situation as something that could impact those factors? We hear about it all the time, and I'm not talking about just this in particular, but I'm using this as a general analogy. We talk about road rage. Well, what is road rage caused from? It's typically caused from emotion, and it's caused from making decisions rapidly based on an emotional response versus using logic, right? Nobody has ever pulled out a gun and shot somebody because they logically thought that was the right reason to do that when somebody cut them off in traffic. Instead, they act in a infuriated anger and lash out based on an emotional response. Well, what about all the other things in life that we give the credit to do the exact same thing to? What about all the other things in life that maybe if we would have responded just a little bit different, if we would have processed just a little bit different, if we would have inhaled, right, and then exhaled, and then responded, what would the outcome have been then? How many times have you found yourself processing something after the fact, wishing for a different outcome than the one that you received? And then how many times have you done so after the fact and realized that maybe you responded too harshly, too rapidly? See, the opportunity to take a mental inhale and exhale before response and analyze, because your mind is the fastest computer in the world. There is not yet to date a faster computer that can recall so much information and create such a reaction so rapidly than the one that sits in between those two big ears of yours called your brain. This is a computer that allows us to make a determination based on previous experience, a reaction based on things we have had paint the picture that we live in or the reality that that we live in, right? Because you can admit this, that most people have a different response to certain stimuli than others. Why? Because their past may impact the way they act in the present, because their version of reality is different than ours. And so with that being said, knowing that we've made determinations and decisions in the past that have impacted the outcome of things that we desired, why wouldn't we take a second to have a mental inhale and exhale and ask us a couple internal questions? Like, what impact does this have on me long term? Is this a danger to me? Is this worth the effort I'm putting in? And if the answer to those questions is no, then move on. What about the people that are watching you? You ever get mad at somebody in traffic and you say something stupid and in the backseat's your son or daughter? They're taking lessons from you. You are their mentor. You are the highest person in their regard. And they are allowing you to paint a portion of their picture unintentionally. And so when you lean over the steering wheel and you're cussing somebody out and you roll down your window and you say something to them, and again, I'm just using this as an analogy. I'm talking about all things in life. This is just something that most people can relate to. When you do those things, somebody is in the back seat taking notes. Not in a literal standpoint. They don't flip out their little pocketbook and they start writing down. They say, say that again, Dad. I need to write that down. But they are mentally taking notes in the required response for certain stimuli. What impression are we leaving to them? What impression are we leaving if we react with emotion versus logic? What are we teaching? What is the internal message that they are receiving? Because I'm not worried about the necessary, oh, they're seeing me act out. No, what they're learning is, if you don't get your way, it is okay to act out. Is that the message that we want to send? Because there's always somebody analyzing. There's always somebody watching. So what message do you desire to send? What message or outcome do you want them to see? And how easy is it for us to change that? It's a maturity thing, dare I say. And I say dare I say because I know people that are grown adults, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70 years old, and they still react in an emotional response. And it's okay. They just haven't trained their mind to process. But next time you go to make a decision, slow down. Breathe. Ask yourself the importance of the decision you're getting ready to make. Ask yourself, who could be watching me make this decision? And if they were watching me, and if they were a court reporter that read back to me the things I said or did, would I be ashamed and embarrassed of my reaction? Would I act as if this is somebody else's story that I'm hearing? And if the answer is yes, then don't do it. Do an internal investigation to ask yourself, where did that come from? What part of my life allowed me to think it's okay to respond like this? And when you get that point, you can maybe understand some of the unwinding that needs to happen internally to improve yourself. See, I used to respond to things in anger. Anger was the only way I knew to respond to things because it was the way I knew to process things. I knew anger would get me my way because people don't like angry people. But then what I found is sometimes people react to angry people in anger as well. And that turns into negative situations. But see, sometimes I was utilizing anger to respond to things that created sadness inside. Why? Because anger is much easier to articulate than it is to be sad. And so my natural response was to always react in anger. Let me tell you how bad that is. Let me tell you how far that doesn't take you in life. Instead, as a grown adult, I had to identify the things in my past that made me angry, the things in the past that painted the picture that told me that anger was okay, and being a man and responding with actual emotion that was appropriate to the situation was not. To analyze the things, to inhale, to exhale, to make a determination, to And this is a great analogy that has been used with me in the past, and it's one that I love because if you're a gun person, which I'm assuming if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a gun person, or you're one of the few that just likes me. But if you're a gun person, imagine being so focused in on what's between the crosshairs or the iron sights that you see nothing but the target in the picture. And then imagine if you lowered your rifle just a little bit, and whatever it was you were focused on, maybe it was that six-pointed deer, and you lowered your rifle just a hair to take a look at the horizon, and 20 yards to the left of that six-pointed deer was a 12-pointer. And had you fired on that six-pointed deer, you would have dropped it, no questions asked, but that 12-pointer would have taken off, and you would have missed a trophy shot. But instead, because you reanalyzed the situation, you were able to see the bigger picture, you were able to see the bigger prize, and you moved your rifle, focused back down on the crosshairs, and took the shot that awarded you the best outcome. Imagine if we did that with all aspects of life. And by the way, your brain is already equipped to do so. It is already a rapid enough learning system to where it can make that determination almost without hesitation. So when you feel that burn in your chest, which we all know what it feels like because I've felt it, you felt it. When you feel that anxiety, that blood pressure rise, the flushness go to your face, take a breath. Slow down. Lower the rifle. Look at the horizon and make the favorable shot. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I value your time. I value you. I value your support. Thank you so much. If you know of somebody that could use this podcast, listen to this podcast. Listen, there's one thing in this world I know I'm not hurting for, and that's for followers. I am no Joe Rogan, but I spend my time to share my message with you because I feel my message brings value to your day. If you know somebody that needs value brought to them, please do me a favor and share this. We will go back onto our regular schedule. You will hear more of me, whether you like to or not. You know where to tune in to find me. Thanks again. Have a good weekend. We'll talk soon.